And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 25th of January, 2012. It's the birthday of Somerset Maugham, born in Paris, 1874. His father was in Paris as a lawyer for the British Embassy. When the boy was 8, his mother died from tuberculosis. His father died of cancer 2 years later. The boy was sent back to England into the care of a cold, distant uncle, a vicar. Maugham was miserable at his school. He said later, "I wasn't even likable. As a boy, I was withdrawn and unhappy." He became a doctor, and he practiced in the London slums. He was particularly moved by the women he encountered in the hospital where he delivered babies, and he was shocked by his fellow doctors' callous approach to the poor. He wrote, "I saw how men died. I saw how they bore pain. I saw what hope looked like, fear and relief. I saw the dark lines that despair drew on a face. I saw courage and steadfastness. I saw the gallantry that made a man greet the prognosis of death with an ironic joke because he was too proud to let those about him see the terror of his soul." When he was 23, Somerset Maugham published his first novel, Liza of Lambeth, about a working-class 18-year-old named Liza who has an affair with a 40-year-old married man named Jim, a father of 9. Jim's wife beats up Liza, who's pregnant and who miscarries and dies. The novel was a big success. Maugham made enough money to quit medicine, become a full-time writer. For many years, he made his living as a playwright, but eventually he became one of the most popular novelists in Britain. Novels including Of Human Bondage, The Moon and Sixpence, Cakes and Ale, and The Razor's Edge. Somerset Maugham, who said, "To acquire the habit of reading is to construct for yourself a refuge from almost all the miseries of life." It's the birthday of the poet Robert Burns, born Alloway, Scotland, 1759, son of a poor tenant farmer, brought up to work in the fields. When he was 15, he fell in love with a farm laborer named Nellie and wrote his first poem for her, "Oh, Once I Loved a Bonny Lass." He tried to make a living as a farmer. He wasn't very good at it. He wanted to leave Scotland, sail to Jamaica, and he published a book of poems to raise money for his fare, a book entitled Poems Chiefly in the Scottish Dialect, and it was a success. It was praised by critics, and Burns dropped his plans for Jamaica, moved to Edinburgh, and became a beloved poet. And it's the birthday of Virginia Woolf, born in London, 1882, author of Mrs. Dalloway, To the Lighthouse, Orlando, The Waves. She also wrote a book called A Room of One's Own, in which she said a woman must have money and a room of her own if she is to write fiction. She herself wrote in her house in Bloomsbury in a downstairs storage room, which had been a billiard room, a room with a cold stone floor, a skylight packed with hundreds of books, a bed, an old wicker chair, where she wrote for 3 hours every morning, using a wooden board for a table, smoking hand-rolled cigarettes. On this day in 1915, she wrote in her diary that her husband gave her a green purse and a book and took her to the movies, and they had tea and decided to get a bulldog. Here's a poem for today by Ann Porter, Winter Twilight. On a clear winter's evening, the crescent moon and the round squirrel's nest in the bare oak are equal planets. Ann Porter's poem Winter Twilight from her collection Living Things, published by Zoland Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, celebrating 100 years of discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith. Written by Betsy Alistair. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.